A black figure at Ixiana Cup, attributed to either the sea painter or the Tauris painter. Greek, produced in or around Athens between 570 and 560 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection Accession Number 39.57. Donated by M.K. Stephen, 1957. This sunset orange terracotta Ciana cup is a type of popular ancient Greek drinking vessel. Its name comes from the ancient city of Ciana on the island of Rhodes, where many examples of this type have been found. The body of the cup is shaped like a deep serving bowl, with a circumference similar in size to a dinner plate. This means you would need to use both hands to lift the cup to your mouth. Two slightly upturned, horseshoe-shaped handles jut out horizontally from opposite sides of the body. The bowl sits elevated a few centimetres on a thick-stemmed and flared foot. This gives the entire cup the height of a standard saucepan. The foot and the handles are painted midnight black. A typical feature of a Ciana cup is its extended lip. This creates a thin channel around the middle of the bowl's inner wall to catch sediment from the wine while drinking. Around the bowl's exterior, the ridge of this channel bulges outward like a seam. Above the seam, the body of the cup is slightly cinched in so that the ridge appears like a belt at its waist. This useful feature also provides an extra layer of height on the exterior to decorate. This cup features images of horses and riders painted using the black figure technique, meaning that the decoration is painted onto the terracotta with a black glaze. There are two scenes on the exterior, each one using the space between the handles. On one side is a lively action scene, thought to be a riding contest. Four nude male youths sit astride galloping horses who race at speed towards our left. The horses' front legs are raised upwards mid-gallop, while their grounded hind legs bend at the knees to give the impression of forward-leaping motion. To also convey their swift movement, each horse's front legs overlap the flailing tail of the one in front of it. Their riders lean backwards while gripping the horse's bridles to keep their balance. At the far right of the scene, and behind the last rider, flies a large bird matching the rapid pace of the horses. A cherry red paint has been added to the horse's necks and hindquarters, and for the bird's wings and tail. One of the central horses even has short lines incised along its mane to give the effect of flowing hair. These strokes stand out vividly against the contrasting black paint. On the other side of the cup is a calmer scene, thought to depict two of the riders after their race. There are also three standing figures in this scene. They are the same height as the horses. Reading the scene from our left to right, firstly, there is a voluptuous young man standing in profile and facing towards the right. His left arm is raised in greeting to the approaching riders. A cherry red robe is draped over this arm. His hair is also painted red. In front of him is a youth on horseback. Then, standing in the centre of the scene is a woman, also in profile and facing towards the right. She wears a plain dress down to her ankles with a sleeved, cherry red robe over the top. She holds her arms out in a welcoming gesture to another horse and rider standing before her. Finally, at the far right of the scene, another woman stands behind this second horse. This time, she faces towards our left and is almost a mirror image of the other woman with the same clothing and gesture. There is debate over whether these last two figures are indeed women due to the lack of customary identifying features such as added white paint. Here, we have chosen to call them women based on our sources. For added ornament, two dotted circles float in the blank space above the horse's tails. These can be interpreted as wreaths or garlands, which were traditionally awarded to the victors of sporting events. More decoration on this cup continues inside the bowl. The inner wall is painted solidly with a lustrous black glaze. This allows the image painted on the reserved terracotta tondo, the circular bottom area of the bowl, to brightly stand out. This circular image features a single male figure running towards the left. He has a close-clipped beard and hair down the back of his neck. On his head, he wears a short, pointed hat painted in an earthy brick-red colour. He is dressed in a short tunic, which barely covers his muscular thighs. Over his shoulders drapes a cloak, also painted brick red. In his left hand, positioned down at his bottom, he holds a long, thin object like a needle, but the size of a small knife. This is thought to be the caduceus, a short staff carried by the messengers of the gods. As the style of the hat is commonly worn by travellers, both these indicate he is a messenger, and probably even Hermes himself. He is framed with two black concentric circles, then surrounded by a ring of alternating black and red tongue designs, like the petals of a daisy.